Very good. We will call the January 9th meeting of the Board of Water and Natural Resources to order. Brenda, please call the roll.
Becker?
Here.
Bernhard?
Here.
Drews? Jennings?
He is having trouble signing in.
Yeah.
Jones?
Here.
Lanning? I know you're there, Jackie. Sobel?
Here. I would like to welcome everyone participating in today's meeting or listening online. The meeting is streaming live on SD.net, a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. For the benefit of our online listeners, I request that all participants please identify themselves when speaking during the meeting. Participants should also remember to unmute the microphones only when speaking. The meeting is being recorded and the audio will be made available online following the meeting. To find the audio recording, do a web search for South Dakota Boards and Commissions portal, follow the link, and select the name of the board. If members of the board's legislative oversight committee are participating in the meeting remotely, please acknowledge yourself at this time. Okay.
Representative Weisgram is in the room with the staff.
Sorry, Jackie, I did not hear that. Brenda, I mean.
Representative Weisgram is in the meeting room with staff.
Oh, fantastic. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Bernhard.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. We need to approve the minutes of the November 7th, 2024 board meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
Bernhard would so move.
Second, Jones.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved. Item number four is a public comment period. At this point in time, if someone in the audience has a comment that they would like to make or talk to a specific issue that the board is dealing with today, this is your opportunity to do that. This is not a question and answer period, but rather an opportunity for you to speak to an issue if you so choose. Is there anyone that would like to make a public comment? Hearing none, moving to item number five, section 319 application, Chris.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Chris Dozark. I work for the Watershed Protection Program here at DANR under the section 319 implementation program. Chairman Soholt, members of the Board of Water and Natural Resources is the designated entity that provides the state's Section 319 non-point source project funding recommendations to EPA. The board considers recommendations from the non-point source task force as part of its selection process. This year we had four applications requesting a little over $4.6 million in 319 funding. We had a DANR internal review, and then that was reviewed by the non-point source task force, who will be presented to the board today. Along with that, the 2025 Clean Water SRF intended use plan authorized the use of $200,000 in administrative surcharge fees for water quality grants to supplement the Section 319 programs for TMDL implementation projects. We anticipate receiving $2,644,000 in 319 funds, which was at the same level as last year's allocation. DANR and the non-point source task force recommendations summarized in the table in the board packet reflect both the anticipated Fiscal Year 2025, Section 319 Federal Funding Allocation, as well as the $200,000 in Clean Water SRF Water Quality Grant Awards. The department proposes to use $842,000 for administration of the non-point source program, which leaves a little over $2 million for pass-through grants. With the final fiscal year 2025 appropriation levels being delayed until the new budget is in place, DANR recommends that up to $200,000 in water quality grant funding be allocated for these projects. And if there is a decrease in Section 319 funding, all pass-through grants will be reduced proportionally. So the four applications and recommendation levels that came in this year are the Belfouche River Watershed Management Project Implementation Plan. This is segment 11, sponsored by the Belfouche River Watershed Partnership. Came in for a total cost for a three-year project of $5,796,000. The 319 grant request for $2,297,000. DANR staff and non-point source task force recommendations were for $825,000 of 319 funds. These recommendations are based on previous expenditures and the sponsor's ability to successfully leverage funds from other partners. And the sponsor is encouraged to keep leveraging funds from multiple sources, including NRCS's RCP program and the Conservation Commission grants. Second project was the Big Sioux River Watershed Project, coming in for segment 5, sponsored by the Minnehaha Conservation District. A total cost for their project was $11,653,175. The 319 grant request of $1,031,750. DANR staff and non-point source task force recommendations are for $525,000 of FY25 319 funds. These recommendations are based on the project's ability to leverage funds from other sources, specifically Clean Water SRF in the city of Sioux Falls and Del Rapids, and the history of spending Section 319 funds. The leveraging of these funds allows for conservation practices to be implemented without funding from the Section 319 funds. And the sponsor is also encouraged to possibly leverage funding from the Conservation Commission. Third project is an amendment to the Prairie Coteau Watershed Improvement and Protection Project. They're in their first segment. Sponsor is Day County Conservation District. Their total cost is $3,759,521. The 319 grant request of $1,095,500. DANR staff and non-point source task force recommendations are for a total of $452,000. $252,000 of that coming from the 319 funds, and then this is where the $200,000 of the Clean Water SRF Water Quality Funds would go. Recommendations are based on previous expenditures, funding remaining in this current segment, the sponsor's ability, again, to successfully leverage funds from other partners. They are also encouraged to continue seeking funding from the Conservation Commission grants. Then the final project that came in is a new one, Rapid Creek Watershed Project, Segment 1. This is sponsored by the West Dakota Water Development District. Total cost is $333,333, with a 319 grant request of $200,000. DANR staff and non-point source task force recommendations are to fully fund them at $200,000 using 319 funds. This is kind of a watershed-based planning segment, which will allow for future recommendations for implementing conservation practices that will help protect the high-quality waters in the Rapid Creek watershed. Cooperation with the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks and other partnering agencies throughout the planning process will be vital to the success of the plans that are being developed, or that will be developed. So, Mr. Chairman, on December 12th, 2024, the non-point source task force met and voted to concur with the DANR funding recommendations I just outlined. And at this point, I will ask the former non-point source task force chairman, Mr. Jay Gilbertson, to comment on the task force process if he's online.
All right. Mr. Chairman, as Chris said, the task force met earlier in December, reviewed the four project applications as presented, and ultimately concurred with staff recommendation. And the bottom line is, of course, as you heard, they're asking for about two or three times as much money as was available. So pretty much everybody was likely to go home with a haircut, and that's what happened. But the task force supports the staff recommendations and would ask for your concurrence as we pass this along to EPA.
Thank you very much, Jay. Thanks, Chris.
Yep, at this point, I'd have to take any questions if anybody had some. Had any? I guess with no questions, I would ask the Mr. Chairman, DANR requests two separate board actions to provide for the awards from the water quality grant funding, and then to provide the state 319 funding recommendations to EPA. So the first requested action is a motion to authorize the department to enter into an agreement with the Day County Conservation District in the amount of $200,000 from Clean Water SRF administrative surcharge fees pursuant to the 2025 Clean Water SRF intended use plan, contingent upon the 2025 legislature authorizing the required budget authority for the awards. This will allow for the department to prepare and execute one agreement with this entity for both the 319 and Clean Water administrative surcharge fees and not have to bring this back before you for approval of a separate water quality grant. So that's my first request.
Do we have a motion to follow the first request?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Lane.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions at this time? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, Chris, what's the second?
Thank you. The second request is an action is a motion to concur with the funding recommendations of the department and the non-point source task force and authorize the department to forward the fiscal year 2025 Section 319 funding recommendations to EPA with adjustments to the final federal funding level.
Do we have a motion to follow the recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Back and Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number six. Is that complete item five, Chris?
Yes. Thank you.
Item number six, Riparian Buffer Initiative. Chris, you're still up.
Yep, so this is just going to be like an update to kind of discuss our Riparian Buffer Initiative that we've been kind of running here for a couple of years. Next slide, please. So just a little background on how we got to where we're at. The first in 2021, House Bill 1256 appropriated $3 million to our department for the restoration of the Big Sioux River watershed. And with that money, we developed the Riparian Buffer Initiative, which is essentially putting riparian buffers on different areas along streams and lakes. So initially, we developed this with a collaboration of different partners, including Game Fish and Parks, East Dakota Water Development District, Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited. So that's kind of where we came up with this Riparian Buffer Initiative. Next slide, please. So what was developed was basically some RBI fact sheets to combine eligibility and payment rates. And I will say that the RBI initiative or Riparian Buffer Initiative was somewhat based off of the Big Sioux River Project's Seasonal Riparian Area Management Project, SRAM. It was pretty successful there, and we decided that, kind of to collaborate and kind of essentially steal some of their stuff for the RBI program. So with that, we hired Tanner Clausen with the Watershed Protection Program in the Sioux Falls area, and he kind of was assigned to coordinate the project. Next slide, please. So a little history, between 2021 and 2023, we essentially, it was kind of a failure at that point. We had no contracts, kind of went back to the drawing board and increased our RBI payment rate, increased some eligible streams and lake criteria, essentially allowing more areas in the Big Sioux River to be eligible. Looked at Game Fish and Parks was kind of starting a CREP program in the Big Sioux River, along with like SRAM, like I said, and we collaborated with them, and we figured out that this would sell a little better if we cooperated and kind of stacked these programs together. So, and then in the Big Sioux River, we direct mailed 1,300 people. Landowners in the Big Sioux River, and we got our first RBI contract signed in December of 2023. So, next slide, please. This is just a couple of pictures of before and afters on some of these projects that we started. This picture is from April 2024. This is on, I believe, Wabe Lake, one of our earlier RBI projects that was signed up. Next slide, please. And then this is the same area in August of 2024, so just 3 months later. So kind of shows you the benefit of some riparian buffers. And with our riparian buffers, we essentially exclude livestock use during the recreational season, so May through October. So it kind of allows these riparian buffers to be rested during those critical times. So livestock's not doing their business in the streams. Next slide, please. So currently, this is as of about 2 days ago, in the Big Sioux River, we currently have 41 contracts, buffering 672 acres and a little over 241,000 linear feet. This is at a cost of a little over $1.3 million. Potential projects in the Big Sioux River are 28 potential projects. Right now we have 21, we have the numbers for 21 of these, so we're missing 7 of those yet. We still have to make some new maps and that type of stuff. So those 21 projects have an estimated buffer of 480 acres or a little over 178,000 linear feet. And the estimated cost of those buffers would be a little over almost $1.4 million in the Big Sioux. Next slide, please.
Sorry.
So it kind of leads to, with the success of that, we looked at coming to the Board of Water and Natural Resources in 2022. We're awarded $1 million in ARPA funding to essentially take this statewide. So we did take this statewide, kind of using the Big Sioux model. Tanner Clausen, again, was kind of assigned to do that, and he got his first statewide project with ARPA funding in the James River in April 2024. And then in 2024, we came in for another $5 million, hired another person out west, Nathan Anderson. He's located in our Rapid City office to kind of try and get a little more presence out west in western South Dakota. Both of these guys have really leaned on their partners, partner engagement, and have kind of expanded this statewide again. So, next slide. So right now, statewide, we have 14 contracts, most of them on the James River and Vermilion River. 14 contracts buffering 770 acres, a little over $283,000 at a cost of, again, about $1.3 million. Statewide projects, we've got 11 potential projects. Have numbers on nine of them. Those nine are looking at estimating buffering 930 acres, or a little over 365,000 acres at a price of about $1.7 million. We couldn't do this without our conservation partners. We've had really good collaborations with our DANR 319 source coordinators. Really, Corey Zerbel with the Prairie Coteau Project in the northeast part of the state. Barry Berg with the Big Sioux River Project. There's been some collaboration with the South Central Watershed Project. Between Pheasants Forever, Game Fish and Parks, biologist, Ducks Unlimited, NRCS staff, and our County Conservation District staff. All of those folks have brought us RBI projects, and we have collaborated with all of those folks. So it's been a really successful project, program, kind of expanding and collaborating with these different conservation partners. Next slide, please. At this time, I take any questions on the where we're sitting at the with the RBI project.
I have a question, and I don't know quite where this question comes from, but it's a question. When a farmer or rancher is drain tiling a piece of ground, can they run the drain tile through a riparian buffer?
I would say probably, because the drain tile would probably run underground, so it would probably run under the buffer. So we haven't really looked specifically at doing anything directed towards the drain tile or any of that stuff at this point.
Okay. Thank you for the answer. Any other questions?
Just a comment, Mr. Chair. That's great information, Chris. Really appreciate the update and great work along our waterways in South Dakota. That's great progress. Great job. Thanks for the update.
Yeah, no problem. I think it's been, like we said, it's been really successful, and we're hoping to keep it going and keep expanding, especially statewide.
Great project. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item number 7, proposed adjustments to the SRF loan initial authorization date payments. Tina.
All right, good afternoon, Chairman Sobel and board members. During our June 2024 meeting, we started discussions about our SRF programs, the cash flow and program capacity. As we discussed at that meeting, both of our programs have capacity to support the funding requests we are receiving. However, if project requests and project costs continue at historic levels, funding for future requests may be limited. Next slide. In discussions with our financial advisor and bond counsel, there are several programmatic changes that we can make that can make a significant impact to our fund stability. The first option that was addressed during our June 2024 meeting, where we adjusted interest rates for some of our nonprofit corporation borrowers. Other solutions suggested were adjusting our loan amortization payment schedules and also using our priority point system and limiting the projects that receive funding. Today, I'm going to discuss the proposed changes to the loan amortization payment schedules. The slide outlines the current process. The initial amortization payment schedule is set when one of three conditions occur. The first is when all loan funds have been drawn. The second is when the project has been completed. And the third is when the loan enters the repayment period. The repayment period occurs at the 2-year point of the loan if the loan has not been fully drawn or the project has not been fully completed. For the first two scenarios, the initial amortization payment schedule is based on the loan amount drawn and the accrued interest and administrative fees to date. For loans that enter repayment, the initial amortization schedule is based on the amount of principal drawn and the accrued interest and fees to date. After this period, the amortization payment schedules are recalculated semi-annually until either the project is complete or the funds are fully drawn. Then a final amortization schedule is calculated. So what we're proposing only applies to loans that enter repayment at the two-year mark. We are proposing that the principal repayment portion of the amortized loan payment schedule be based on the total loan amount and not the loan amount that has been drawn at the point of entering repayment. For loans that have entered that have had all the principal fully drawn or the project has been completed prior to repayment, the process does not change. In the next few slides, I'll go into an example, but first I want to outline the benefits of this proposed change. There are several benefits for both the SRF programs and for borrowers. For our SRF programs, it provides a timeline and known amounts for future principal repayments, and this in turn helps us accurately predict principal repayment revenue for future debt service and for future loans. For borrowers, this change will first and foremost provide the benefit of a full 20-year or 30-year level debt service, resulting in slightly lower payments over time and in total. The principal repayment will be set at the time of closing and will give the borrower and the borrower's users a better understanding and time to prepare for future payments. Third, if the loan amount drawn is less than the amount at loan closing, the reamortization schedule will be recalculated at the drawn loan amount, and total repayments will be lower due to the higher amount of principal already paid. So going into the example that I'm going to show you is based on of a $10 million 30-year loan that enters repayment. This example shows how the additional principal repayment benefits the borrower over time. On the next two slides, I will show the current process and the proposed amortization schedules for a five-year period. The current process information is in orange, and the proposed process is in green. After these two slides, we'll dive into some comparisons. So this is an amortization schedule based on our current repayment structure. And if you notice, going in at the two-year mark, the May 15th, 2026 payment, the principal amount is around $36,103. And moving down, the next payment is $38,679. And then you'll kind of see on the next slide how that will differ with the proposed repayment schedule. So looking again, everything is the same based on the outstanding draws and the balance. However, if you look at that first payment, it's based off of the $10 million, not the outstanding balance. And that principal repayment is $55,542. And then going down, you'll see that the next one's the $55,890. So kind of breaking this down a little bit, at the two-year repayment mark, the first repayment is made based on the accrued interest and fees and the principal repayment amount. The current process, the principal repayment amount is based on the amount drawn. The proposed change, the principal repayment amount will be the amount determined at loan closing, which is usually higher if they haven't fully drawn the loan. So this slide actually shows that second repayment after that first one, which had the accrued interest and the accrued fees all combined into one lump payment. And I think this one better shows some of the benefits of what our proposed changes are. You can see already by the second payment in the repayment, the administrative fees and the total interest payments are slightly lower going down. Then, after the final draw is made, we can look at the final amortization loan payment schedule, and this is where the final loan payment schedule is set. And as you can see, everything across the board, the total payment, the interest, the administrative fee, the principal, and the outstanding balance under the proposed repayment schedule structure is lower, which will benefit the borrower. So then I did a comparison at the initial repayment date and the final amortization schedule date, and to kind of show the certain aspects of it between the two, the current and the proposed schedules. And as you can see, over time, on the bottom, there is a savings for the borrower, in this example of just over $45,000. So next steps, department staff will continue to work with our financial advisors, our fund trustee, and legal counsel to update loan language to implement the proposed structure. Our goal is to have this in place for all loans being closed on or after March 1st, 2025. Our staff recommendation is for the board to approve the staff to continue to work with our financial advisors and legal counsel to update loan agreements. And with that, I can help answer any questions.
Hold that thought. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Bernard would move approval.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any questions?
Mr. Chairman, Jennings here. I guess my question is, many of these projects involve added connections and an expectation of added revenue from those connections. So I'm just curious if we took into consideration that cash flow on the borrower side, if they're asked to pay the final principal before all of that revenue is available.
This is Andy Brules. I think what you're kind of asking, Bruce, is, you know, does the borrower have an issue with that cash flow on the front end with maybe a slightly higher repayment? The way when we close a loan, we require them to have the rate structure in place based on their current users to provide 110% debt coverage of the full loan amount at that 2-year period. So they're already generating the income revenue sufficient and necessary to cover that full loan amount. Currently, they just haven't been necessarily utilizing it to make those repayments. So the income revenue is available to them and is part of that loan closing process.
Okay. And yeah, and it looks like it's a pretty nominal change anyway.
Thanks, Gary. That was a good question. Are there any other questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Tina. Item number 8, drinking water facilities funding applications. Andy.
All right. Before we begin, I'll just kind of briefly go over some of our available funds, available subsidy. Start today. Currently, all American Rescue Plan Act ARPA funds are awarded, so there are no funds available in that area currently. We do have just about $1.1 million of consolidated funding available to start today. The drinking water construction grants, clean water SRF water quality grants, the dollars available are pretty negligible, $58 and $30 respectively. Moving on to the drinking water SRF principal forgiveness, we do have just over $52,000 available for any borrower at this time. For disadvantaged communities, between the base grant and our BIL supplemental, combined a little over $14 million available in those two areas. for BIL emerging contaminants. We do have $1.7 million available, however, no applicants for those funds at today's meeting, as well as for the lead service line. Again, funding that would be available for principal forgiveness over $14 million, but again, no current applications for those dollars. Moving on to the Clean Water principal forgiveness, available to any borrower. We have just about $704,000 available, and available for BIL supplemental funding for affordability criterias. And let me correct myself, principal forgiveness in the clean water side is all only available to communities that qualify for affordability. So that includes the $704,000 as well as $118,000 for BIL supplemental. For the emerging contaminants funding, just over $1 million. Again, though, we do not have any applications for those funds at this time. With this being a one-day meeting for the funding applications, I would ask that the board take action as the applications are presented. Our first application and only drinking water application is from the City of Wagner. They are proposing to install a new water main to provide looping of dead ends along South Dakota Highway 46. This is being done in conjunction with the proposed South Dakota Department of Transportation project to improve Highway 46 through Wagner. The installation of the new water main will connect several smaller lines that provide water in portions of the city, as well as connecting some 6-inch lines as more trunk line mains for Wagner. Total project amount is $1.4 million, and that is the amount that has been requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $1,400,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.25% for 30 years, with 36.8% as principal forgiveness, not to exceed $515,000. They pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Current rates are $59.25 for 5,000 gallons. Our analysis indicates a surcharge of $5.75 would be needed for the loan portion of the project, which would bring overall rates to $65. The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. I do believe we have representatives from Wagner on the line, and so if you'd like to speak on behalf of the drinking water project, now is your opportunity.
This is Jeff McCormick with SPN. I don't know if Deb was trying to speak. She was on mute. The project that we have is the highway is getting improved, and we're going to be doing infrastructure improvements associated with that highway improvement. Thank you for your consideration. I'll answer if there's any other questions.
Channeling my Dr. Gennert, is the waterway going to be under the highway or beside the highway?
I believe the water main is going to be behind the walk underneath, or behind the curb underneath the walk location of it.
Thank you. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Lanning.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for being available for us this afternoon. All right, item number 9. Sanitary storm sewer funding applications. Tina.
All right, good afternoon again. Today we have 3 sanitary sewer or storm sewer funding applications. The first is from the City of Mitchell, which is requesting funding for a project at Lake Mitchell. The project is to address persistent water quality problems related to elevated phosphorus and resulting in algae blooms. The City of Mitchell proposes to remove lake sediment by drawing down the lake to expose the sediment and dredging it. Traditional earthwork equipment, such as excavators, bulldozers, and drag lines, will be used to remove the sediment, which will be transported to a disposal site at Firesteel Park or elsewhere in the vicinity of the lake. It is estimated that up to 2 million cubic yards of sediment will be removed. The project will also include management of inflow from external sources to reduce the amount of sediment entering the lake. The total project amount is $25 million. The amount requested is $16,815,900. Other funding is being provided by local cash in the amount of $8,184,100. Staff recommendation is to award a $16,815,900 clean water SRF loan at 3.5% interest for 20 years. The City of Mitchell has pledged sales tax revenue for repayment of the loan. Staff analysis indicates that the sales tax will provide over 500% coverage. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective. If we have any representatives from the City of Mitchell on the line, now's your time to address the board.
Yep, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, Joe Schrader, Public Works Director for the City of Mitchell. I feel like this project has been a long time coming, and we appreciate your consideration, and I can answer any questions you may have.
Are there any questions from the board? I do have a question. My question is this. You perhaps heard the discussion about the riparian agreements. And how much of the upstream waterway that feeds Mitchell Lake has been approached are participating in a riparian easement?
So our watershed is always a continuing moving factor. We work with South Central with 319 funds. We use funds that we get from our SRF programs that we allow them to use within the watershed. I believe in the last 20 years, nine livestock feeding facilities have been permitted through that project. We do have upstream riparian management areas that are being paid out, and we're always looking for more. We're currently working on a PL 55 grant through NRCS, getting our sponsors together to do a planning for projects for watershed improvements over the entire watershed. We only need Aurora County on board to move forward with that. So we're feeling good with the progress that we're making within the watershed.
Very good. Thank you. Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Bernard, so move.
Second, Jones.
Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for being available for questions today.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Our second application is from the City of Wagner, which is requesting funding for a project to replace sewer infrastructure along South Dakota Highway 46. This project is planned to be undertaken in conjunction with the reconstruction of Highways 46 through the city. The project will consist of replacement of the existing sewer lines along Highway 46 corridor from Washington Avenue to Hare Avenue, a total distance of approximately 4,300 feet. The majority of the sewer work will involve replacement of sewer mains that cross the highway. The total project amount is $425,000, which is the amount requested. Staff recommendation is to award a $425,000 clean water SRF loan at 3.75% interest for 30 years. The city has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. Currently, the city has a flat rate of $34 per month. Staff analysis indicates a surcharge of $2.90 is needed for repayment of the loan, bringing rates to $36.90. The The loan would be contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and also contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If the representatives from Wagner would like to speak on the drink or the clean water side of the project, now's your time to address the board.
Again, this is Jeff McCormick with SBN. This project is in conjunction with the highway. We have done other, completed other sewer improvement projects that came up to the highway, and then we stopped to stay out of the highway for those improvements. This project will get us the opportunity to get that infrastructure replaced in conjunction with the state's highway work. I'll answer any other questions. Again, thanks for your consideration.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved. Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any additional comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Again, thank you for being available for questions. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
C, Woolsey.
Yep, so our final application is from Woolsey, which is requesting additional funding for improvements needed in replacing the sewer line that leads to the wastewater lagoon. This project was originally funded in March 2023. The additional funds are being requested due to bids coming in over budget. Woolsey is proposing to replace approximately 1,480 linear feet of 15-inch sanitary sewer line with manhole inlets that lead to the lagoon. The current line has outlived its useful life and does not have any manholes to assist in flushing the line out. The total project amount is $500,000. The amount requested is $244,000. Other funding is provided by local cash in $72,000, from the James River Water Development District in $50,000, and the previous Clean Water SRF loan, which was awarded at $134,000. Staff recommendation is to award a $244,000 Clean Water SRF loan at 3.75% interest for 30 years. Woolsey has pledged a project surcharge for repayment of the loan. The current rates in Woolsey are $33.95 per month. Staff analysis indicates that a surcharge of $6.60 is needed for repayment of the loan, bringing rates to $40.55 per month. The loan is contingent upon the borrower adopting a bond resolution and the resolution becoming effective, and also contingent upon the borrower establishing a surcharge at a level sufficient to provide the required debt coverage. If anyone representing Woolsey is on the line, now is your time to address the board.
Good afternoon. This is Ted Dickey with Northeast Council of Governments in Aberdeen. Unfortunately, the town of Woolsey is listening in. The town president and the finance officer have called me and said, hey, we're listening, but we're unable to join in on the conversation. So I said that I would answer any questions that the board may have.
Very good. Just hold the line a second. We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
Motion, Jennings.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks for being available for questions today.
Thank you.
Okay, item number 10.
Chairman Solo.
Clean water.
Sorry.
Yes.
Before we go on to item number 10, we just want to kind of go over the remaining funds available after the awards that were just given.
You mean we just can't keep spending?
No, it was just, that was it, so we're going to show you what's still available, which is pretty much the same amount that we had at the beginning of the meeting. We did not do any more awards in the ARPA grants. Obviously, we had already spent out. We did not have any consolidated or drinking water construction grants or clean water quality grants. Under the drinking water side, next slide, Suzanne. We did award the $515,000 of principal forgiveness, which is coming from the BIL supplemental principal forgiveness for disadvantaged communities. However, the remaining funds remain the same. And then, next slide. The clean water SRF principal forgiveness also remains the same. And now we can move
Very
on.
Good, thank you. Okay, item number 10, Clean Water SRF Annual Report. Wally.
Good afternoon, Chairman Sokol and members of the board. The South Dakota Conservancy District is required to submit an annual report to the Environmental Protection Agency for the Clean Water State Revolving Fund. The federal fiscal year 2024 report follows the same format as previous years and discusses activity from October 1st, 2023 to September 30th, 2024. Highlights of federal fiscal year 2024 Clean Water SRF funding include the following. 35 Clean Water SRF loans were awarded for a total funding of $221,286,847. 8 loans received principal forgiveness in the aggregate total of $1,603,200, and loan repayments totaled $41.4 million, with $32.6 million in principal, $6.4 million in interest, and $2.3 million in administrative surcharge. Our recommended action is to approve the annual report for the Clean Water SRF program and authorize staff to distribute the report.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved. Lanning.
Second, Bernard.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or questions? I have a comment. I would just like to encourage the board to go through the packet, take a look at all of the work that the staff has done to prepare this, and to have all of the things that they prepare for us to approve to be able to move forward on these projects all across the state. It's truly an impressive body of work. So I just want to say thank you. Any other comment or question? Hearing none, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you again. Okay, item number 11, 2024 Drinking Water SRF Annual Report. Megan.
That's what you thought. You don't get rid of me that easy. Megan was unable to be here, so I'm pitching in. For her, I would just echo the chairman's comments on the Clean Water SRF Annual Report and the Drinking Water SRF Annual Report. Staff as a whole puts in a lot of time, but Megan and Holly take the lead on preparing these and are responsible for the vast majority of the effort, so they do a great job. Regarding the 2024 Drinking Water State Revolving Fund Annual Report, the Conservancy District is required to submit an annual report to the Environmental Protection Agency for the Drinking Water State Revolving Fund. The federal fiscal year 2024 report follows the same format as previous years and discusses activity from October 1st, 2023 through September 30th, 2024. A few highlights of the federal fiscal year 2024 Drinking Water SRF funding include the board awarding 33 Drinking Water SRF loans and 2 loan amendments totaling $112,573,039. 8 of those loans received portions of principal forgiveness in the aggregate total of $20,511,000. And loan repayments totaled just over $18.5 million, with $12.6 million in principal, $4.7 million in interest, and $1.2 million in administrative surcharge fees. The staff recommendation is for the board to approve the annual report for the Drinking Water SRF program and authorize staff to distribute the report.
We have a motion to follow staff recommendation.
So moved, Jones.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any comments or questions? Just a comment. I don't know how we can possibly approve that without Megan being in the room. Sorry. We appreciate all the hard work that's done by staff and everything that goes into this. And again, I encourage the board to kind of just take your time to look through it a little bit, just to see the good work that has been done. All in favor with an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Item number 12, Central City request to deobligate consolidated loan 2025L-201. Tina.
All right. On June 27th, 2024, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Central City a $182,000 consolidated water facilities construction program loan. On November 25th, 2024, DNR staff received a letter from Central City requesting to deobligate the loan. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2024-131, which awarded the Consolidated Water Facilities Construction Program Loan 2025L-201.
Do we have a motion to follow staff?
Motion, Becker.
Second, Jennings.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question? Hearing none. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Item number 13, Edgemont request to deobligate drinking water SRF loan. Tina.
On January 7th, 2021, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Edgemont a $637,000 SRF loan for its iron removal system installation project. On November 5th, 2024, DANR staff received email communications from the mayor of Edgemont stating that Edgemont will not be moving forward with the project and requesting to deobligate the drinking water SRF loan. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2021-01, which awarded the drinking water SRF loan C462216-03.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
Motion, Jennings.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question? I do have a question. Andy, is this, or Tina, is this the one that Dr. Gnert had the questions about whether or not the iron removal process was even possible?
I think that was a question on Hermosa, if I'm remembering, and it was actually related to finding an area of the zone with radionuclei. It's not in the well. The iron removal would be possible on this project. However, as they've continued to operate their new system, they've discovered that the challenges are lesser than they originally thought, and not pursuing a significant capital project, the operation maintenance expenses are reasonable enough for them not to pursue that more extensive capital cost project on it, is why they've turned this one down.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for the explanation. I just didn't recall. Again, all in favor with an aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 14. Grant Roberts Rural Water System request to amend drinking water SRF loan.
On On June 27th, 2024, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Grant Roberts Rural Water System a $2,549,000 drinking water SRF loan with principal forgiveness of 24.3%, not to exceed $619,000 for its 2024 system improvements project. On December 2nd, 2024, the ANR staff received a letter from Grant Roberts Rural Water System requesting a decrease in of the initial $2,549,000 loan awarded. This decrease would bring the total loan amount to $1,687,000. Grant Roberts Rural Water System also wished to retain the $619,000 in principal forgiveness, which will assist in connecting the town of Marvin to the system and allow those users to join with no additional debt charge. With the decrease in the total loan, the principal forgiveness percentage amount will be increased to 36.7%. Staff recommendation is to rescind resolution number 2024-119, which awarded the drinking water SRF loan C462475-03 and award a $1,687,000 drinking water SRF loan at 3.75% for 30 years with 36.7% principal forgiveness, not to exceed the $619,000.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Jones.
Second, Lanning.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any comments or questions?
Mr. Chairman, this is Gary Drews.
Yes,
my question is, when we approved this back in June, is that what, did we grant the principal forgiveness at that time? Is that how that worked?
Yes. Back in June, we awarded the $619,000 of principal forgiveness. Okay. It's just because the costs are going down for the total loan amount, we need to increase the principal forgiveness percentage in the resolution.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, great question. Any other comments or questions? Hearing none, all in favor of following staff recommendation tonight?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 15, amendment to Mid-Dakota Rural Water System Drinking Water SRF Loan. Holly.
On June 27, 2024, the Board of Water and Natural Resources awarded Mid-Dakota Rural Water System a $14,730,000 drinking water SRF loan with 100% principal forgiveness for its Westington Springs bulk water supply project. On November 20th, 2024, I received a phone call from David McVeigh acknowledging that we had made an error in the previously passed board resolution. The resolution format that was used was missing the section that set the terms regarding the principal forgiveness. Our recommendation is to rescind that resolution 2024-13 and to pass a new board resolution with the correct formatting to include the sections regarding the principal forgiveness.
Do we have a motion to follow staff recommendation?
So moved, Drews.
Second, Becker.
We have a motion and a second. Any comment or question?
Mr. Chairman, I guess my question would be whether we used that incorrect standard format on other loans or whether this was just an individual case.
No, this is just an individual case.
This project is a little unique as well. This was an emerging contaminants project with 100% principal forgiveness, which is a little less common that we do that, so the language is a little different and not one that we see all the time, so I think there was just an error in that case.
Any other comments or questions? And Gary, you can't apply one of those for a new truck with that 100% principal forgiveness. That doesn't work that way. But hey, I could see what you were thinking. Do we have a motion to follow staff, or do we have a motion? All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. March 27-28 meeting. What can you tell us about that one?
All right, Mr. Chairman. We are looking at doing a one-day meeting. We do have a number of funding applications that have been submitted. So we will likely be starting in the morning around 10 a.m. Items that will be presented at this meeting again will be funding applications. We'll go through our swarms agreements, legislative updates, and updates to the IUPs and state water plans, and other things that arise in between them.
Okay, very good. Before we adjourn, are there any other things that should come before the board today? Again, I want to say thank you to the staff for all your hard work in preparing the documents and all of the rest of the work that's gone into the water plans and all of those kind of detail. Much appreciated. Board members, thank you for taking some time this afternoon to give of yourselves and to think these water projects through. And again, as I've said before, I really do encourage you to take a look through the plans as you drive across the state and look at all of the communities that we have touched with these projects. Thank you very much for being here today. We have a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Jones.
Second, Drews.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor with an aye?
Aye.
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 Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.